إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Insha'Allah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation on the book Ni'atu Su'alin wa Jawabuhu fi Aqidati Tawheed. The author says, Ma hukmu takfir al-muslimina bi ghayri haqqin? What is the ruling of declaring the believers kuffar bi ghayri haqqin, without any justification? That is, somebody who does not deserve to be called a kafir, if one calls him or her a kafir, what is the Islamic ruling on that? The author says, Muharramun wa huwa min ashaddi dhunub. It is haram to do that, and it is one of the grievous sins to declare a believer who does not deserve to be called a kafir, a kafir. This is one of the grievous sins. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أيما رجل قال لأخيه يا كافر فقد باء بها أحد أمة. Any person or any man who says to his brother, يا كافر, أو كافر, فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحْدُهُمَا, one of them has carried it. Is it that the person that is declared a kafir is a kafir, which means the one who has declared him a kafir has spoken the truth, or the one who declares another person a kafir has falsely declared him a kafir? So which means he is going to bear the sin of the takfir, because the person that he has declared a kafir does not deserve it. In kana kama qal, that is, if the person that he has called a kafir qualifies to be a kafir, then the one who declares him a kafir has spoken the truth. وَإِلَّا رَجَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ. However, if he doesn't deserve it, it goes back to him. It goes back to him. Does that mean that he is a kafir? Or the sin of the takfir will go back on him? Wallahu a'lam, some scholars have said that it means that he is a kafir. Because a person that he has called a kafir is not in reality a kafir. So he, the one who has called a person a kafir, is a kafir. Some scholars, they are of the opinion that if he really means it, and that person is not a kafir, that means he will be the kafir. Some said it is the sin of the takfir that will come back to him. And this, wallahu alam, appears to be the most correct opinion, that he is a sin that will be borne by somebody who accuses another person of that, that he is of kufru, will be what will be borne by the one who has called that person a kafir. Nor that he has automatically become a kafir, because the person that he has called a kafir is not really a kafir. But the sin will be borne by him. The sin will be borne by him. The sin of takfir. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith said that لا يرمي رجل رجلا بالفسوق بالفسوق أو بالفسق. In another report, لا يرمي رجل رجلا بالفسوق ولا يرميه بالكفر إلا ارتدت عليه إن لم يكن صاحب كذلك. Nobody will declare a person to be a fasiq. Take for instance, somebody calls a person a zani, or he calls him maybe sharib al-khamri and things like that. So la yarmi rajulun rajulan bil fusuqi wa la yarmihi bil kufri illa irtaddat alayhi illa lam yakun sahibu kadhalik. So he will not call, a man will not call a man a fasiq, that he is a sinful person. And he will not call him a kafir, except that that thing goes back to him. In lam yakun sahibu kadhalik. If the person that he has called a fasiq or a kafir is not like that. So this is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or another wording from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means making the tasdeeq of somebody, one should go away from it. Not to talk of making takfir, calling somebody a sinful person. Take for instance, somebody says you are a thief, somebody says you are a drunkard, somebody says you are a prostitute, things like that. This is what fisq or fusuq. لا يرمي رجل رجلا بالفسوق ولا يرميه بالكفر إلا ارتدت عليه إن لم يكن صحيبه كذلك. So anyone who accuses somebody of fusuq or accuses somebody of kufru, if the person that he has accused of kufru is not acclaimed by him, that thing will go back to him. We said the worthiest opinion is that the sin will go back to him. The sin of declaring somebody a fasiq or declaring somebody a kafir, that thing will go back to him. So, and that, as Muslims, we should avoid hastily declaring people kuffar or declaring people fusaq. This is something that can come. It can happen to any one of us, but it's something that Islam frowns at. Don't rush to declare somebody a kafir. Don't rush to declare somebody a fasiq. Because if you do that, the sin will go back to you, that sin of takfir at least. As some of the scribes have said. Some said it is the kufr that one has accused him of, that he come back to one. And that's why the one who always accuses people of fusuq or accuses them of kufr, his matter is serious. He may end up becoming what? A kafir himself, or may end up becoming what? A fasiq. What he has accused people of, he may end up being what he has accused people of. So, and that's why we should run away from this. We should avoid it. However, if the person that is called a kafir or a fasiq deserves it, so this is not something that the hadith addresses. Because the hadith says what? إن لم يكن صاحبه كذلك. إن لم يكن صاحبه كذلك. So the scholars will tell us that الكافر من كفره الله ورسوله والفاسق من فسقه الله ورسوله. The one that is a kafir is the one that Allah and His Messenger have made takfir of. That is, we can say somebody has committed kufru. Except with evidence. Except with evidence. And you can't say somebody has committed fisq or fusuq except with evidence. Not by hawa. You can't say somebody has committed what? Fisq or kufr except with evidence. So this is very, very important. It's not something that you just do by desire. You have issue with somebody, you declare him to be what? A fasiq. You declare him to be a kafir. No, it's not by hawa. Al-kafir, man kaffarahu Allah wa rasulu, wal-fasiq, man fattaqahu Allah wa rasulu. Ubn bid'ah, al-mubtadi'u man badda'ahu Allah wa rasulu. A mubtadi'u is the one that Allah and His Messenger have declared to be a mubtadi'u. So it's not something that you rush to do, that you just do to suit your whims and caprices. No. If you do that, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَا يَرْمِي رَجُلٌ وَرَجُلًا بِالْفُسُوقِ وَلَا يَرْمِي بِالْكُفْرِ إِلَّا ارْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ صَاحِبُهُ كَذَلِكَ. So we should always bear this at the back of our mind. It's not something that we do out of what? Vain desire. I just like to remove somebody from Islam, let me call him a kafir. I like to watch to call somebody a fasiq, let me call him a fasiq. No. One should know that one is going to account for this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to punish one, one may end up being a fasiq because one has falsely accused somebody who is not a fasiq at what? A fasiq, has been a fasiq. Or somebody who is not a kafir, one has falsely accused the person of being a kafir. So this is a caution. The deen of Islam is not the deen of esti takfir. If one is going to make takfir at all, the takfir must be based on evidence. If one is going to make tasdeeq, the tasdeeq must be based on evidence. So, this is important. Now, it's also important to let us know that at times, somebody may do ijtihad in his what? In his takfir or in his tasdeeq. And that person is a person that is qualified for ijtihad. Is a person that is qualified for ijtihad. If the person is not qualified, so this hadith really addresses the matter of that person. But if the person is qualified, so that would be somehow different. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim alayhi rahmatullah brought in his Zad al-Ma'aj, in his book Zad al-Ma'aj, the case of the companion that we know, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'ah, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. So he said, Faslun, Shabta, وَفِيهَا أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا نَصَبَ الْمُسْلِمُ وَفِيهَا أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا نَصَبَ الْمُسْلِمَ إِلَى النِّفَاقِ أَوِ الْكُفْرِ مُتَأَوِّلًا. If a man ascribes somebody that is a Muslim, if a man ascribes a Muslim to nifaq, that is, he calls him a munafiq, awil kufr, or he calls him a kafir, muta'awilan, with ta'awil, meaning what? He does ijtihad, wa ghadaban lillah, and in annoyance for the sake of Allah, that is, in anger for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rasuli wa dini, and for the messenger of Allah and his religion. لَا لِهَوَاهُ وَحَظِّهِ, not because of his own whims and caprices, not because of his own benefits. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَكْفُرْ بِذَٰلِكِ, he is not a kafir by what he has done. Somebody makes takfir of another person, غَضَبًا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ, that is, in anger for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. Muta'awilan, he does this with ta'awil, thinking the person that he has called a kafir deserves to be called what? A kafir. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَكْفُرْ بِذَلِكِ, he said, such a person is not a kafir by that. بَلَا أَسَمُ بِهِ, he said, he may not be what? Sinful for that. You know, he said the basis is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَرْمِي رَجُلٌ رَجُلًا بِالْفُسُوقِ وَلَا يَرْمِي بِالْقُفْرِ إِلَّا ارْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ صَاحِبُهُ كَذَلِكِ. A man would not call another man a kafir or call him a fasiq, except that that thing goes back to him, if that person that he has called a kafir or a fasiq is not such. This is what the basis. But at times it may happen that a man who call a man, another Muslim, may call him a kafir, ghadaban lillah, in anger for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in anger for himself, in anger for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa muta'awilan, and doing ta'awil, that he thinking that kufru applies to that person based on what the person has done or said, not because of his hawa, not because of his desire. So he said, such a person may not become what? A kafir. You know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? إِلَّا ارْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ صَاحِبُهُ كَذَلِكَ, it will go back to him. And he said, the scholars are saying that some said it is the kufr that will go back to him, that is, he will be kafir if that person is not a kafir, if that person is not qualified to be a kafir, the caller will be a kafir. They will say, some scholars said, it is not the kufru, rather the ismu, the sin of calling somebody a kafir will go back to him. So Imam Ibn Qayyim alayhi rahmatullah is now saying, the person who does this out of anger for the sake of Allah, or ta'wil, doing it what with ta'wil, may not be a kafir, who may not be a sinful person, may not be a sinful person. بَلْ لَا يَأْثَمُ بِهِ بَلْ يُصَابُ عَلَى نِيَّتِهِ وَقَصْدِهِ, he may be rewarded for his intention, his good intention. وَهَذَا بِخِلَافِ أَهْلِ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَالْبِدَعِ, and this is not applicable to the people of ahwa, the people of bid'ah. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُكَفِّرُونَ وَيُبَدِّعُونَ لِمُخَالَفَةِ أَهْوَائِهِمْ, they declare people as kuffar because that person has gone against the ahwa, their own desire. Likewise, they make the deal of people because people have gone against the ahwa. So the Shaykh Ali Rahmatullah said, وَنِحَلِهِمْ, and because they are against their watch, their nihal, that is their way, their aqidah, وَهُمْ أَوْلَى بِذَٰلِكَ مِمَّنْ كَفَّرُوهُ وَبَدَّعُوهُ. So they are more rightful to the tabdi or the takfir than the one that they make takfir or they made tabdi of. Huh? They are more rightful to that than the one that what they make takfir or tabdi of. So this is what in Zad al-Ma'aj. Why did the Shaykh Ali Rahmatullah, why did he say that? Why did he say this? He said it because when Hath ibn Abi Balta'a, when he revealed the secret of the Muslims to the Kuffar of Makkah by giving a letter to a lady to give to the people in Makkah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions who are coming to attack them. So he wrote a letter, gave it to a lady, that the lady should go and inform the people of Makkah that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions were coming to attack the people of Makkah, revealing the secret of the Muslims to the Kuffar. So this is something that is very serious. When you see a Muslim acting as an informant for the Kuffar, divulging the secrets of the Muslims to the Kuffar, wanting or allowing the Kuffar to have information about the Muslims. This is a very grave sin. This is a very grave sin. So some of the companions were angry when they heard this. And they called him a munafiq or something like that. That you are what? You are a munafiq for this. And ordinarily, this is what any one of us will say when you see somebody divulging the secret of the Muslims to the Kuffar. So what one will say is what? You are a munafiq. Out of what? Anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَذُوِّي وَعَذُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ. Oh, you believe, don't take my enemies and your enemies as awliya, friends, showing them what? Showing them love. فَقَدْ كَفَرُوا مَا جَاءَكُمْ. So, and they disbelieve in what has come to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautioned the Muslims, warned them against that act. That act carried out by Hatib bin Abi Balta'a. So Umar and others, they were angry. What type of nonsense is this? Then Allah rebuked him for that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take him to be a kafir. The Messenger of Allah did not take him to be a kafir. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person fought the battle of Badr. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ طَلَعَ عَلَى أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ عِمَالُ مَا شِيْتُمْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the people of Badr, no matter the sin you commit, I've forgiven you. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he called the lady that took that letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the information that a lady was taking a letter to the Kuffar in Makkah. And the Messenger of Allah sent Ali and another man, one other person, to go and meet the lady on the way. So when they met her, they said to her to bring the letter that was given to her. She said, there wasn't anything with her. He said, you better bring it out or we watch, we strip you naked. When she heard that, she respected herself. She brought out the letter from Asqaf. So, and they took the letter to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when they took it there, took it to him, and it was open, they read it. What the content was from Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a to some people from among the idolaters in Mecca. This is to inform you that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were coming to attack you. So if somebody was angry because of this and said such a person is a munafiq, is a kafir, are we going to say the person has gone overboard? And Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the other hadith, لا يرمي رجل رجلا بالفسوق ولا يرمي بالكفر إلا ارتدت عليه إن لم يكن صاحبه كذلك. نم حاتك نبي بلتعى وزي منافق. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وما يدريك لعل الله طلع على أهل بدر فقال عمالوا ما شيتم فقد غفرت لكم. Umar, what? Oh, you can't tell. Perhaps Allah has forgiven the people of Badr. He said, no matter what you do, I've forgiven you. Yes, Hatim ibn Abi Balta was invited. Why did you do this? He said, wallah, I didn't do this because I wanted to commit kufr or because I hate Islam. No. You all have relatives in Makkah. I don't have any relatives there. So I just want to deceive them with this act of mine so that they watch, they will fall for me, thinking I was with them. That was the excuse he gave. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the excuse. That you have people, you relate, yes, you are Muslims, some of your relatives are kuffar. But at times that kinship of a thing will make them overlook some things from you. But I don't have any relatives there. So the way they will treat me will be different from the way they will treat you. So I just want to do that so that they feel as if I'm with them, but I'm not with them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the excuse. But Allah rebuked him for that. لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَا تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ. So don't show the kuffar, don't show them love. The love that you don't mind slaughtering your religion because of what? Because of what little you want to get from them. No, don't do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked him for that. But the point here is that from the qisa, that is from the story, Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim drew that lesson that somebody may declare another person, another Muslim, as what, a kafir or something like that. Not because of his hawa, not because of desire, but because of anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar was angry. Most of the companions were angry. What type of nonsense is this? You divulging the secret of the Muslims to the kuffar. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pardoned him because of the good deeds that he had done. He fought the battle of Badr. And those who fought the battle of Badr, they had occupied a very lofty position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this would be a mistake on his part. So meaning he hadn't gone out of the fold of Islam. But what he did ordinarily could be what? Could be something that would take one out of the fold of Islam. But he did it an ta'wil, not because he intended to do what? Kufr. If he had intended to do kufr, he would have become what? A kafir. He didn't intend to become kufr. He intended something else. But that thing that he intended, however, the intention behind it is something that is still what? That is not okay. Don't behave that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautioned him on that. So Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim alayhi rahmatullah drew from that qisa, from that story, what you have just read out. And that was why he said, وَفِيهَا أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا نَسَبَ الْمُسْلِمَ إِلَى النِّفَاقِ أَوْ الْكُفْرِ مُتَأَوِّلًا وَغَضَبًا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَدِينِهِ لَا لِآوَاهُ وَحَظِّهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَكْفُرْ بِذَلِكَ بَلْ لَا أَسَمْهِ بَلْ يُثَابُ عَلَى بِيَّتِهِ وَقَصْدِهِ وَهَذَا بِخِلَافِ أَلِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. This is for somebody who is upon the sunnah, somebody who is upright. Unlike the people of ahwa, the people of vain desires, the people of bid'ah. When they make takfir of somebody, they make takfir of him based on what? Their hawa, their desire, their bid'ah. Imagine somebody, an Ash'ari for instance, an Ash'ari, somebody who says an Ash'ari. An Ash'ari will tell you, particularly the later Ash'ari, he will say, if you believe that Allah is above, Allah is above the throne, or Allah is up, that aqidah, that Allah is up, is up above the throne, he will tell you that that aqidah is kufr. That aqidah is kufr. So, with this, they make takfir of people with what? With iman. Ordinarily, the right thing, the correct thing. Imagine somebody who calls himself a Muslim making takfir of you when you have the right aqidah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that slave girl, Ayn Allah, where is Allah? Her response was, Fi sama, Allah is up. Man ana, who am I? Her response was, Anta Rasulullah, you are the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah said, Atiqha, set her free, fa inna a mu'mina. She's a believer. She's a believer. There's somebody now says that, no, the answer she gave is wrong. The answer she gave is wrong. But the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only asked the man to release her because she was Ammiya. She was Ammiya. Meaning of Ammiya is somebody who is what? A lay person. Not a learned person. That if a learned person had given that answer, given by that lady, he would have become a kafir with it. Because for them, Allah is not up. An Ash'ari, a later Ash'ari, will tell you that Allah is not up. Where is Allah? He will tell you Allah is what? Is nowhere. Is nowhere. Allah is nowhere. So this is the aqidah of Jean Bun Sofwan. Or they tell you what? Allah is everywhere. So running away from saying what? Allah is up. And saying Allah is up, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa. Allah is what? Is upon the Arsh. That is, Allah is what? Upon the Arsh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up. But they will say Allah is not up. And if you believe Allah is up, you are a kafir. So they make a fear of people with what? With a tawheed. So this, somebody who is what? Sahibu hawa. Somebody with vain desire. When you are upon the right aqidah, he declares you a kafir because of that thing does not agree with his own hawa. But the one who says Allah is not up, the Salafus Salih, he declares such a person as what? A kafir. How is clear? So somebody will say, if you believe Allah is not up, somebody who does not believe Allah is up is a kafir. He has made takfir based on what? Evidence. But one will say, if you believe Allah is up, you are a kafir, has made takfir and takfir with what? With hawa. Because what he has said, any person who believes that is a kafir is the right thing. Is the right thing. So whoever says Quran is a creation of Allah is a kafir. That is what the Salafus Salih were upon. But a mubtadi, an innovator, will say, if you say the Quran is not a creation, you are a kafir. You see? But the correct thing is that if you say the Quran is not kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not the speech of Allah, Allah did not say the Quran with what? With a voice and letters. If one says that, the Salafus Salih believes such a person is a kafir. But the Mubtadi will say what? If you believe that Allah speaks in voice and letters, you are a kafir. Because to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak. Because speech is as an attribute of a creature of Allah. speech is an attribute of what? Creator of Allah. Take for instance, the newborn will not speak. After a while, he'll be speaking. So they say what? Events, happenings, affect the creatures of Allah. So when you now say Allah speaks, you are now saying that events are affecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah should not be affected by events. So this is the position of the Jahmiyya. So the Mu'tazila, the Ashaira, they take this. When they say they are learning Aqidah, they are learning Islamic doctrine, this is what they will be telling you. So Allah does not see, He doesn't speak, He does not hear, He doesn't... Because they believe all these are attributes of what? Creatures of Allah, like human beings for instance. How can you say Allah hears, Allah speaks, Allah sees? So they say if you say all this, you have ascribed Allah, or you have described Allah with the qualities or the attributes of human beings. So you are a kafir. But the scholars of Sunnah of the past will say, no, you are the kafir. Because all these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ascribed, has described Himself with those things. Why am I going to negate those things? Or what Samir al-Basir, or what? Samir al-Basir. Or what Alim al-Hakim, like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself with all these attributes. So are we establish those attributes? I'm upon Tawheed, I'm upon Sunnah. But you, when you negate those attributes, you're upon what? You're upon Bid'ah. So this is what the Sheikh is referring to when he said that unlike the people of innovation, when they make takfir of people or they make tabdi' of people, their takfir and their tabdi' is based on their hawa, their desires. It's based on what? Their nihal, their aqidah. It's not based on truth. So what you are saying in essence is that what? Islam goes against hasty takfir. To be making takfir of people. No, Islam is not in line with that. Islam does not support that. However, there are people that Allah and His messengers have made takfir of. Somebody who says Allah begets, is a person a believer? لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم تكاد السماوات تفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال أجدا أن دعوا لرحمن ولدا شكل والله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد. So somebody now comes that Allah is the son. Allah is the son. Allah is saying what? Lam yalid. Somebody says walada. Allah is saying what? Takadu samawati tafattarna minhu. The heavens almost split asunder. Because some people ascribe what? Child or son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then somebody says Allah is son. That is belying the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is kufr. So for us to say, don't call people kuffar, no. That is what is wrong. There are people who are kuffar, that Allah says, has called kuffar in what? In the Quran. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحِ. Those who say Allah is Messiah are kuffar. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Those who say Allah is what? 3-1. They are what? They are kuffar. So, you make takfir of those that Allah has made takfir of. That one is established. But, for you to do takfir of somebody out of hawa, your desire, no, this is what? This is wrong. You don't make takfir of people based on your desire. It's based on what Allah has said and what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. So you don't make takfir of people based on what? Desire. So this is what the Shaykh is telling us. If you make takfir of a person based on this, on your desire, so that takfir will come back to you if the person does not deserve it. But if the person deserves it, but maybe Allah excuses him for one reason or the other, like the case of Hafiz ibn Abi Balta'a that you have mentioned, huh? So you may be what? You may be excused too. Because ordinarily that person deserves it, but for one reason or the other, he is what? Excused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that thing is not clear to you. Then, we should also differentiate between takfir of ashkhas and takfir of what? Bil'umum. To say whoever says so and so is a kafir is different from you. I'm talking about you. Facing a particular person and saying you are a kafir. They are two different things. You may say whoever says so and so or does so and so is a kafir. They not tell you that this that you have said, whoever says it, whoever does it, the kafir, brother so and so has done it, sister so and so has done it, brother so and so has said it, sister so and so has said it. What's our ruling? Then you have watch. You try to watch. Exercise caution. Because he or she may have what? An excuse. He or she may have what? An excuse. He may be a jahil, an ignorant person who doesn't know the ruling of that thing. Take when somebody embraces Islam today, and somebody is telling him that maybe Hajj is compulsory. He has just embraced no. They now say, no, it's not compulsory. Is he a kafir? Because he doesn't know that it's so. He will be taught that, this is the evidence. After the evidence has been shown to him, he now insists that despite all this that you have brought, I still believe that what Hajj is not, is not compulsory. Then in that case, we say what? But qamat alayhi al-hujjah, evidence has been established against him. How this is clear? So somebody may have excuse. Somebody may have excuse. So, and that's why we differentiate between at-takfir bi-ta'meem aw bil-umum and at-takfir bi-ta'yin. So mentioning a specific person or facing a specific person that you are a kafir, so this we should try to run away from it as much as possible. Unless when we see that evidence has been established on the person. If evidence has been established, then fala karam, no karam. But if evidence has not been established, so we try to watch to confirm that. The person may be somebody who is doing ta'wil or somebody who is what? Ignorant. So maybe somebody who is what? Ignorant. Maybe somebody who has made a mistake. Like the case of the person that said what? Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my servant, I'm your Lord. That statement itself is kufru. But the Messenger of Allah was narrating the story to the companion. He said, "What akhta min shiddat al farah?" Half of what the joy, the big joy, he made a mistake. He wanted to say, "Ana abduk wa anta rabbi, I'm your servant and you are my Lord." He didn't say what? "Ana rabbuka wa anta abdi." The Messenger of Allah said, "What akhta min shiddatil farah." So this is what? This is al-udhru bil-khata. You excuse somebody because he makes a mistake. Not that he intended to say the word of kufr. He didn't intend it. He made a mistake. So it may be al-udhru bil-khata, or al-udhru bil-ta'wil, or al-udhru bil-jahl. But when you know that this person is not a jahil, he has known the truth, only that he's following his hawa, then in that case, if what he has said is kufru, he's a kafir. If what he has said is sin, is what is a fasik. So if you are sure that somebody has said something not out of khata, not out of what? Khata. That this person is deliberate, then there is no udhru in this situation. So it is important that we understand this. Inshallah, we stop here. Subhanaka Allah bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. نعم. The question is, فقد باء بي عدوما. Can we say it is كفر أصغر that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is talking about? No, the one who says so is brother in Islam that anta kafir wa ikafir. Does he mean by that al-kufru al-akbar? No, he means al-kufru al-akbar, the kufru that takes one out of the fold of Islam. So faqad ba'a bi adu umma, one of them has carried it. That is, it's either that person that he has called a kafir is truly a kafir before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the person is not a kafir. So if the person is not a kafir, he has borne it on himself, that is, he has become a kafir that goes out of the fold of Islam. So it can mean that. And it can also mean he has borne the sin of declaring another person a kafir. So when we take it to mean that he has borne the sin of declaring another person to be a kafir, so as some of the mashayikh have said, so this, wallahu alam, appears to be the stronger opinion. So it's not the issue of whether it's kufru asgarbe, that is the ifm of the kufru, so of the takfir. Now, okay. Who are the people to takfir? Well, the question is not clear. That is, do you mean who can declare people as kufar, or who can be declared as kuffar? Now, those who can declare people as kuffar, it depends. Ordinarily, it is the scholars that will declare people as kuffar because they have the knowledge. So, and they know how to handle situations. But one who is not a kafir, or who is not a scholar, may also say somebody is a kafir. Because there are some kufru that are very glaring, that we doesn't need, well, we do not need scholarship to say so and so is what is a kafir. Is that clear? Take for somebody who calls himself a Muslim, and the same person is also slaughtering for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is slaughtering for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also doing other ibadah, or other religion. He will go to church at times, he will come to mosque at times. So we don't need a scholar to say so and so person is what is a kafir. So the kufru is what is very glaring. The kufru is glaring. So somebody will go to where the Babalawo are watched, where they are doing their worship, will go, and also come to the mosque. So we don't need a scholar to say he's not a Muslim. That one is clear, is a clear kafir. So lay person, lay Muslim, can say he's a kafir too. Is it clear? So Allah Allah. The one who intends to do something that is kufru, and he hasn't done it, have he? He hasn't done it. He intends to do something that is kufru, can we call him a kafir? It's not yet a kafir. But if he makes all the efforts to do it, all the things that will make it, only that he didn't succeed, so in that case, maybe what? A kafir. Okay. Now, somebody who is in Salah, can the person look his side? Can he look at the side without looking at the back? If there is need for that. But if there is no need, one should avoid it. Because doing that is allowing Shaitan to steal part of your salah. A lady that mistakenly kills her daughter, what is a kafara? Now you say mistakenly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say the one who mistakenly kills somebody should be killed. But for one to be careful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposes what you know as kafara and what you know as diya. So the diya is 100 camels or its equivalent. That's the diya to be given to the family that will inherit that person that she has mistakenly killed. So she will not be among them, so others will be the ones to inherit. That is the diya. Then the kafara is to fast 2 moons consecutively. Today, to fast 2 moons consecutively. Every day, for 2 months like that. So that's the kafara for mistakenly killing somebody. If a lady mistakenly kills her daughter, that is what she's going to do. Take for instance, a mother is sleeping and the daughter or the child is sleeping by her side, a baby. Maybe the mother now what sleeps over rolls over the child and the child dies and it is confirmed. So the ruling is that she will pay dear and she will do kafara. This will tell us the evil of what? Of taking souls. Even when you do that mistakenly, Islam does not say you should just go scot-free unless if the relatives of the deceased decide to allow you to go scot-free. But the basis is that one pays dear and one pays what? Kafara. That is the basis. But the one who deliberately kills another person, deliberately kills a Muslim, the ruling is that such a person should be killed back, should be killed in retaliation, unless if the family of the person decide to watch, to take jia. So that will be their decision. But the basis is that the one who willingly kills another person, deliberately kills another person, the ruling is what such a person should be killed. That is, if somebody kills a Muslim, he should be killed. So that is the ruling. Where it is mistaken, it is kafara and jia that will be paid. So Allahu a'lam. No. Bye. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of reasoning, Allah says, you have the right to retaliate you have the right to retaliate. Somebody kills one's father or one's mother or one's child, one has the right to retaliate. In fact, Allah encourages retaliation. But if the family of the deceased or the family of the wounded, if they decide to overlook, or the wounded himself decide to overlook, that's a different thing. But the one who deliberately kills another person, as you said, the rule is that it should be killed. If somebody deliberately kills a Muslim, the rule is it should be killed. Now the question is, somebody kills another person's father, and the matter was taken to court, and the court acquitted that person, they freed the murderer. So the son of the murderer was not happy by this judgment of the court, so he took law into his hands and retaliated. So what's the ruling? In a situation like that, in the Sharia, he doesn't have the right to do that. So anything that has to do with retaliation must involve the authorities. Must involve the authorities. So it is the authorities that will make it easy for the one who has been offended to take retaliation. But for the one who has been offended to say he wants to take laws into his hands, so this will not be okay. So at times, he may also be given a deterrent punishment. Not because he doesn't have the right to retaliate, but the Sharia will not want every person that is offended to be taking retaliation like that, because it becomes something of play. So he has done what should be done to that person, but he has taken laws into his hands. He may be given a deterrent punishment for that. Not because what he has done is wrong. The person that he kills deserves to be killed, but he is not the one to take that into his hands. So, Allahu A'lam. No, last question. Yes. Now the one who mistakenly kills another person, we say the kafara is that the person fasts 2 months consecutively. So what if that falls in Ramadan, and you know the person is supposed to fast the month of Ramadan? So and we say he should also fast 2 months consecutively. Let's say he has fasted Sha'ban, for instance. He has fasted the whole month of Sha'ban. So if he fasts the whole month of Ramadan, would that make it to 2 months? No. So he will jump Ramadan. Then what? He will continue from Shawwal. Is that clear? So, no, I know you may jump Eid as well, because you are asked not to fast on Eid. So like a woman, for instance, if a woman does that, we know a woman menstruates. So if she menstruates, that means she will not be fasting during the menstruation. So all this will be overlooked. So we'll say she has not fasted 2 months consecutively. So the days of excuse will be watched, will be removed from the 2 months consecutive, the 2 consecutive months that we have talked about. So, no, he won't cancel. He will fast Ramadan normally. Then he will continue from Shawwal. And he will not fast on the day of Eid. Which one? For Eid. Yes, now. Yes. Just like a menstruating woman that's supposed to fast 2 months consecutively. So when she's menstruating, she won't fast. But that doesn't mean she's not fasting consecutively. She's just excused for those days. So she will fast other days. And it will be taken as what? Consecutive for us. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.